50 years ago on Monday, the city of Lewiston was in the international sporting spotlight. That was when world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali came to Maine to defend his crown for the first time against Sonny Liston. It was a short match with Liston knocked out in the first round, but as Tom Porter reports, what the fight lacked in substance, it made up for in drama, both inside and outside the ring.
On May 25, 1965, Muhammad Ali fought Sonny Liston at the Central Maine Youth Centre in Lewiston. It wasn't the best title fight on record. It was over before the end of round one. But filmmaker Gary Robinoff of Portland agrees it was probably the strangest.
It was the smallest attended world heavyweight championship fight in the smallest town in history, still. I mean, it was just such a bizarre thing.
Robinoff, whose documentary Raising Ali examines the fight and the impact it had on the city of Lewiston, says nearly everything about the match was unusual. It was originally scheduled to take place in Boston until the Massachusetts Attorney General banned it for a number of reasons, including concern that it could be the flashpoint for a civil rights disturbance.
The Vietnam War was going on. 2 months prior, they had just marched in Selma. There was a lot of stuff going on in this country, so... You know, you add the speculation that Liston also had mob ties. The state attorney general in Massachusetts basically said, we don't want it here. We just don't think it's going to be a fair fight. We don't think it's a safe fight.
Less than 3 weeks to go before the opening bell, and here was a world title fight without a venue. Enter Sam Michaels, Lewiston native and well-connected boxing promoter who decided the best option was to bring the show to his hometown.
Sam was the type of guy that could do that real quickly.
Lewiston attorney Larry Raymond was among those who helped Sam Michael bring the fight to Lewiston. Sonny Liston, a.k.a. The Bear, established his pre-fight training camp at Maine's Poland Spring Resort, where members of the press and other observers were impressed by his size and strength.
I met him a couple times, shook his hand. He had a hand that was bigger than twice of mine, but he didn't talk much at all.
For those 2.5 weeks before the fight, the circus came to Lewiston, says Gary Robinoff.
The press starts arriving. There was more press in Lewiston, Maine. There were approximately 600 reporters, which is more reporters than covered World War II.
Then came the night of the fight itself.
The world's heavyweight boxing championship. Proudly presented by...
The 2,500-seat stadium, normally home to a hockey rink, was overflowing. This was Ali's first fight under his adopted Muslim name, a fact that escaped some of the commentators.
The champion defending his heavyweight crown tonight, Cassius Clay.
As the fighters were introduced, it was clear that Liston was the favorite, while Ali, a controversial figure viewed with suspicion by mainstream America at the time, was booed by many in the crowd.
We're waiting for that bell for round one. Here we go.
Ali stepped back as he typically did. He kind of drew you in and then he'd drop a right-hand counterpunch on you.
That's Portland-based boxing coach and promoter Bob Russo. On that night, he was a 9-year-old boxing fan with a prized ringside seat, thanks to his Uncle George, who was head of the Maine Boxing Commission. It was a brief and disappointing fight, he says, but he recalls every moment of it.
Liston was kind of coming in trying to desperately kind of cut the ring down on him, which is always a problem with someone like Ali. So you get a little bit desperate and you start to reach for him and stuff like that. And he was kind of leaning forward and Ali clipped him with the right hand and he went down on all fours.
A right hand shot on the chin.
That was Ali's now infamous phantom punch, which came less than 2 minutes into round one. It's visible in slow motion replays, but few can recall seeing it at the time. In fact, many who were there seemed to miss the fight altogether, among them Larry Raymond.
As the bell rang for the first round, I turned around and put my wife's stole on the back of her chair. And when I looked back, Liston was on the canvas.
The fight started and it was, for all practical purposes, over almost before we sat down.
13-year-old Paul Goslin was there with his father, returning to their seats from the concession stand when the fight began.
My dad over the years kidded me by saying, we didn't miss much, Paul, no one else saw the punch.
The end of the fight is perhaps the strangest part of the story, says Gary Robinoff. Many forget this, he says, but Liston actually got back on his feet after being put down.
They re-engaged, so at 1:44 the punch happened, and somewhere around a minute 56... they're back up and fighting.
Shortly afterward, referee Jersey Joe Wolcott stopped the fight and declared Ali the winner. But that was only after the intervention of someone who was not even an official.
If you really want to know who, I guess, officially stopped that fight, It was the editor of Ring Magazine who said, no, this fight's over.
He's talking about boxing journalist Nat Fleischer, who pulled the referee aside and pointed out that Liston had been on the canvas for 12 seconds and should not be allowed to continue. Bedlam ensued. People were angry. But for the youngsters in the crowd, like 9-year-old Bobby Russo, who has always been a fan of Ali, the evening was a chance to witness the birth of an American legend.
He was an iconic person in history more than boxing. He was much bigger than boxing.
For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.